So this whole good communication is just a fucking myth, especially for those of you, and we're getting in the weeds a little bit here, have a covert narcissist who presents like fucking just amazing, amazing mom, an amazing stellar dad. And then behind closed doors, it's like, who the fuck is that? All right, if you're navigating a high conflict divorce or co-parenting journey, your parenting plan is one of the most essential pieces of this very dynamic puzzle. My name is Sam, and I'm the host of the Ugly Truth of Divorce podcast. And I want you to hear me when I say this. How your ex has access to you could really make or break your future with your kids. If your ex is high conflict, they are going to run interference into your life every which way possible. And you need to make sure your parenting plan protects that. Stay tuned to this episode to figure out what type of wording is non-negotiable and avoidable at the same time. What do I need to make sure it has? What do I need to make sure it doesn't have? So that your ex doesn't control your future. We are going to break down why your parenting plan is giving your ex unlimited access to you. This is a problem I see so many parents have of maybe they want to co-parent, but their ex just wants to harass. Communication never stops once you're divorced. Parenting plans are written in a way that really tells parents that they must later discuss, must later figure out, come to a mutual agreement. Well, I don't know where I can come to a mutual agreement without talking with my ex. So communication must be inside of your parenting plan to make sure that there are rules around it. But so many standard parenting plans from Larry's, again, Larry is the lawyer that I think is garbage, who just wants your money. They leave it so vague and they allow harassment through communication. So the communication never stops. The stress level in post-divorce is so high because of the constant engagement between you and your ex, and standard plans allow it. So this good communication myth is that the plan prioritizes cooperation. Again, there's no definition of what cooperation is. It doesn't clearly say, well, I maybe think because I answer the phone once a day, that's cooperating. Where my ex thinks if I don't answer every text or phone call or OFW message that I'm being a bad co-parent. The boundaries are not written into standard plans. It doesn't say when I have to and when I don't on communication. And the access gets out of control. Because the second a high conflict parent, let's just break this down for real. The second a high conflict parent calls me out and says, you're a bad co-parent. You're trying to keep things from me. What do I do if I'm not healed yet? Well, then I'm hypervigilant about always communicating back. And then I'm hypervigilant about over-communicating. Then I'm hypervigilant about making sure they're included. And then what do I end up doing? Becoming their secretary and spending my whole life making sure they have all the information all the time, as soon as it's possible. And who is watching me do all of that over-communicating, over-sharing, over-engaging? My children. My children. They're watching every time I stop what I'm doing and go answer the message. Every time I stop what I'm doing and go answer the message and get upset. They're watching what I'm doing and they're going, okay, when I get my phone, that's how I'm going to have to be. So literally your high conflict ex is training you like a dog throwing a treat to respond to them. Here's another treat. Bring it back to me. Here's another toy. Bring it back to me. Here I'm shocking you. Come back to me. They are training you and you comply because they say those words of you're a bad co-parent. You're a bad mom. You're a bad dad because you don't know how to throw a boundary down because you don't want to be labeled as that. You're not a bad co-parent. And in your mind, you're thinking, yeah, but I've already answered you 4 times today. I really think the next 16 is a little unreasonable, but I don't want to be labeled as a bad co-parent. So I'm going to overly communicate back because I don't want, you know, especially when they say things like, I'm going to take you back to court. I'm going to take you back to court. If you don't answer this question right now, well, fuck, I just spent $80,000 on court. The last place I want to go was there. So fuck, I'll give you the answer, even though it's interrupting the movie I'm watching with the kids, even though I'm at work right now, even though I'm on a date with somebody else and the kids are with you. I'm not really sure why there's a fire that I need to answer everything right now. Oh, I know, because I'm having personal time. Mm-hmm. If you know, you know, right? So this whole good communication is just a fucking myth, especially for those of you, and we're getting in the weeds a little bit here, have a covert narcissist who presents like fucking just amazing, amazing mom, an amazing stellar dad. And then behind closed doors, it's like, who the fuck is that? Right? Out of control, paranoid. I think deep down, all of these high conflict people, paranoid. They're paranoid that we're killing it as a parent. They're paranoid that the kids like us. They're paranoid that they think, projection, we're doing what they're doing, which we don't. We don't have to talk mad shit about you because we spend our time talking about ourselves and enjoying the kids. And we deep down know our kids are going to see you for exactly who you are. So we don't even waste our fucking breath. Not to mention, they follow me and I've told you that. Don't waste your breath. Your kids will get there. Mine did. Mine did. And maybe we'll do a story time episode down the road. But communication has to be in your parenting plan. Otherwise, good luck, because it's going to run the show. But let's break down some really shitty clauses that show up in parenting plans. And you tell me, do you have one of these? And how bad does it suck? Open communication. Under that, it says, the party shall maintain open communication regarding all matters involving the minor child. That word right there, all matters. I read that and I'm like, okay, stuff that really affects the children. I'll let you know. Okay. Lost a tooth. Yeah. I mean, the body changed. I'll let you know. Went on a field trip today and got hurt a little bit. Yeah. I'll let you know. Got an F and is failing the class and has to repeat it. Yeah. I'll let you know. Having a little like scuff at the babysitter with another kid and got disciplined in timeout. And the babysitter told me, probably not sharing that. Had to, you know, go to the park and maybe fell down, but was fine. I'm not sharing that. Had a bad dream at my house. I'm not sharing that. And for those of you that are listening and going, why would you not share all those things? Well, Stacy, number one, I have a fucking life. And number two, it's my house, my rules, my decision, my parallel parenting time. And not all matters need to be given to the other parent because they're fucking high conflict. They're high conflict. And they will take everything I just said and boom. Well, what were you doing at the park? You said that you were going out to dinner with your mom. So why were you at the park? Oh, they were missing a tooth. That's funny. The tooth wasn't even wiggly at my house. So what did you do to have them lose a tooth? I'm sure you just yanked it out of their tooth because how, heaven forbid, it wasn't even loose yesterday when I saw that child. Do you see how when you say all matters, you are fucking us over and over again? Because the second they find out something you didn't tell them, huh, you're scum of the earth and deserve to lose your kids. Even though when you were married, they didn't know about 90% of the shit that went on because they weren't fucking interested. But now that you're divorced and they're high conflict, fuck, everything is news. Everything is a text. Everything is worthy of knowing. And you're a piece of shit if you don't share it. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Now, I did it first. Now, I'm gonna just call a spade here real quick. I'm going to overshare. Former overshare. First 8 years of my co-parenting journey, you best bet my ass was sharing every fucking detail. 100% every detail. I was like, ooh, the kids farted today. Ooh, the kids did this in class. Ooh, they wrote this down. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And I say this because I got divorced so long ago, phones were the only way to communicate. You guys are all fucking lucky with these parenting apps. Let me tell you. But yeah, I had to call and tell him. And if I didn't, I'd be held to pay. I'd be labeled, be told I was going back to court, and was. But here's what I never stopped to realize. He wasn't calling to tell me things. Wasn't. But I was like, ooh, I don't want to be in trouble. So I overshared. And I could share something like, hey, the kids and I ran out to mom and dad's and, you know, something exciting. You know, my son Walker, who I'm sure he'll be on an episode or two. He shot a BB gun and hit the target like 5 out of 6 times. I think this is like awesome news. Like, yeah, it's so cool, you know, because where we're from, we hunt. And my ex could hear that and be like, did you have gun safety class? It's a fucking BB gun. Did you have glasses on? Did you have proper eyewear? Like, which again, yes, but that's not why I called. I called to tell you he did something amazing. I'm going to give you an exact example. That was an example, but here's one that's really just zoom. I sent a video of my daughter. She was probably 14. And she was using one of those mowers that you use the arms like this. And if you can't see me, I'm going like back and forth punching, not like a steering wheel, but like the back and forth. I refuse to use one of those. It's too confusing for me. So plus I don't have to mow the yard if you don't know how to use the machine. She was using one of these. I sent a video. She was making stripes in the yard. My ex-husband's a little OCD about his yard. So the yards looked a lot alike. So I thought, oh my gosh, he will be so proud. He will be so proud. Send him the video of her making 2 stripes, the spin, the turnaround. She didn't kill the grass when she spun around, like fucking nailed it. First thing I got back, why does she have shorts on instead of pants? Why does she not have long sleeves on? Does she have earplugs in? Which she did. And yes, she had sunglasses on. But he tore apart the whole thing of what she was doing and how I had her set up versus, holy shit, she knows how to do a 0-point turn. Wow, those stripes are sharp. But you know what the biggest fuck up of all that is? That's my problem, I'm the one that did that to myself. Because what I should have done, it was, Sam, you were looking at this through your glasses. You're so proud. She's doing so good. She's so good at mowing. She loves mowing. But what he was looking at is, okay, she sent me something. How can I tear this bitch apart? What did she send me? Okay, it looks like, yep, she doesn't have jeans on. Yep, nope, she doesn't have long sleeves on. Oh, she doesn't have gloves on. I can rip her apart for not mowing the yard properly. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I know there's somebody listening going, God, like, you are living my life, right? But the same thing could be true the other way. There were things he would tell me that was going on at his house, and I'd be like, ooh, not the way I would do it. But the difference between him and I was, I wasn't communicating that to him. Now, I was bitching about it to my friends and family, but not bitching to him back at it, right? Another quote, another clause that could be in here. Your parties shall share communication directly with one another regarding issues concerning the minor child. Communicate directly. So does that mean when a step-parent gets involved in the situation, are they allowed to communicate? I don't know. I'm just paying attention to the detail. What little detail is in there, that one is in there. But you have to realize, if it's just a vague statement about anything concerning issues regarding the minor child, what is the definition of that? A medical issue? Severe? They fell down on the sidewalk and again, scraped their knee. If you're in high conflict, by the way, I'd be taking a picture of that in a video just to cover your own ass. And if you know, you know, because they will get the child back. And now all of a sudden, you know, DCFS is your house because the child fell down, has a cut knee, as does most 7 fucking year olds. But I digress. We have to be careful of how these clauses are written because they're paralyzing to us and they will produce an oversharer secretarial role for the non-high conflict parent. And when you call Larry, the lawyer, he'll say, come on, Sam, just tell him. Just send the information. Is it really that hard? Well, Larry, I'm only calling you today. There's been 50 other things last week and there was 50 more things the week before. And I'm finally sick of it. So yeah, I'm fucking calling you. And you're just telling me to keep doing it because what will Larry end with? Larry will say things like, Sam, you don't want to be labeled as the problem. Sam, you don't want that judge to think you're a bitch. Sam, you're the better co-parent, so just do it. These kids are depending on you, Sam, to keep him informed. It's your job to make sure he knows. Really? Where the fuck was that written at? I must have missed that whole paragraph. Where does it say that at? Where does it say that at? Because I blew my mind. Fuck, I didn't know that was in there. But it's not. But he realizes, Larry, that you're the one that will make it all work. And that's heavy. I know this. I live this. It's heavy to be the fixer. It's heavy to be the one that makes it happen. It's heavy to be the one that gives the details, even sometimes when your kids don't want you to share the detail. Please don't tell him. And just role reverse this if you need to. Please don't tell her. Please, she's going to flip out. She's going to yell at me. I'm going to get punished. Oh, gross. This happened at your house. Why do we have to tell them what happened at our house? Can we just keep it here? These are all things that my children begged of sometimes. But the communication clause said I had to share everything. Here's the whole caveat to this, though. Do high conflict people share? Oh, wait. No, they don't share shit of what's happening at their house. They don't share anything. They don't. Everything, my house, my time with them. But let me get this straight. Like, you made me tell you. You did. Yeah, so this is what we call reciprocation. I did it to you. You do it to me. This is like co-parenting. This is communicating. This is cooperating. Nah, I don't think you need to know. Okay, so then what am I left to do? Well, I could file contempt. I have to fucking call Larry back and have to spend more money just for a judge. And this is just a spoiler for those of you that are new. For a family court system to be like, hey, try harder, Steve, please communicate with her better. Wait a second. I just filed a motion, cost me thousands of dollars to go in and tell the court system that he's not sharing information. Like it clearly says, quotes, clearly, he's supposed to communicate with me about all major issues, but he's not. And all you're doing is telling him he should. That's it. You're just going to tell him he should. Yeah. Well, it's his first strike. This isn't criminal law. This is family law. He's going to get a couple more shots. Wait a second. What? The first time that happens to you, you will remember my face going, yeah, welcome to the I got fucked over again club. You spent money to get a shake your finger. Don't do that again, sir. Make sure you communicate better with her. Are you fucking kidding me? What? So again, I'm getting on a tangent and I'm sorry, but this is the podcast. This is the way this is going to go. This is the way this is. I just talk in tongues. Sometimes I keep talking. I just get so passionate about getting you to understand. I tell you these stories because I know you can relate to the stories, but also when you start to go down a story in real time, you're like, whoa, 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 I know how this could end. I know what this is doing. Whoa, I got to stop this real quick, Sam says, right? Last one that we'll go over in the clauses is no limits. There shall be no, oh, I forgot about this one. This one's going to hurt you guys. There shall be no restrictions on the frequency or method of the communication between parties concerning the minor children. Let's break that down. There shall be no restrictions. Now I read that and go, okay, we have to communicate. We have to talk about everything. Okay, I got it. I got it. No restrictions on the frequency. Like they can call me. Okay, I got it. They'll call me when something happens and I have to answer or I have to get back to them. I got it. I'm looking at it very rational, like a 8 to 5, emergencies after 5. We probably won't have very many of those, but if there is one, I will call or I'll take the call. What high conflict people read that as, I have control of this person now forever. And I get to quote this sentence forever. Means I can, and it also says, let me read again, there shall be no restrictions on the frequency. So I can call my kids as much as I want during your parenting time. I can call you during your own personal time as much as I want because I can make it sound like it's about the kids when really it's just me being nosy at what you're doing on your personal time. And the method, meaning they can FaceTime when they want, or they can call when they want, or they can stop by because it doesn't say they can't, you guys. It doesn't say they can't. Parenting plans have to be written for the worst case scenario. And when they're written for co-parenting, you don't need it. If you can co-parent, you don't need a parenting plan. You're going to put that shit up on the shelf, like I said. But when you need it, you fucking need it. And it better cover your ass. So in the parenting plan we write, we really break down what are the rules around. And a lot of it, and I'm sorry to say this, but it is what it is. It's a business. I have opening hours and I have closed hours. My time with the kids is sacred. There's no emergency here. They're with me. I see them. You see me. I see you. We don't need you. I'll get back to you in due time that my parenting plan says I have to. But the biggest one, you guys, is the method. You're telling me in the age of 2026 that they are going to call me? Hello, I don't think so. Side note, somebody texted me today, a photographer, and I immediately called her. She texted me. I was driving, so I called her. I opened the conversation with this. I know you're grossed out that I just called you because there's three other ways I could be communicating with you, but I'm driving, so I called you. And she was dying laughing, and she said, you're absolutely right. I thought, ooh. I just sent a text and she's calling me. Ew, you know, like you get grossed out during phone calls. High conflict people don't get grossed out. They fuck it. Because there's an off chance they may hear something in the background. There's an off chance the kids may say something. There's an off chance they may see something. And so you want to make sure that the method that you communicate is put into your parenting plan. So what actually protects you? Platforms. OFW. This is not sponsored, although hello. Our Family Wizard is one. Talking Parents is one. Onward is one. I don't know if it's still out. That's how old I am. That just does just financial stuff. But App Close, like close a door, not close you wear, is another one. Again, this is not sponsored. But here's the deal. And this is just a freebie that I'll give you that I talk about inside the masterclass is do not become someone's secretary and use a calendar. Don't do it. And if you want me to break that down into a whole episode, I will because I will trash it. I will trash it. All right. But the thing is, we have to understand that if we have any of these clauses wrote into our parenting plan that's stamped and signed and sealed right now, the next episode is going to be very powerful for you because we're going to talk about what should be in your parenting plan for being able to enforce and or modify your plan. Because a lot of you don't know when you get to a certain section, you're like, okay, it says this, but we aren't agreeing. Now what? You need to have a now what section? Because if you don't, let's just kick this horse all the way dead. If you don't have this section, what are you responsible at doing? Talking to your ex or talking to Larry? Both of which you don't want to be doing. So stay tuned for the next episode. All right, if anything, I think in this episode, you learned that you need to pump the brakes on this parenting plan and make sure you really get the right wording so that your ex does not have access to you at free will from now until your kids graduate or beyond. So you want to make sure you grab that masterclass so that you're well-versed and educated about what to include and not include in your parenting plan regarding communication.